if it's Schrader's slash Rego, then it doesn't have the din of Karen Tan. And if on the other hand it's Karen, then it doesn't have the din of Tzeres. And the Nafkamina would be Lagabi Hado. That would be Pashkof Rishon, a way how we might be able to, that would be tempting to learn the Pshat in the Baya. It has a certain amount of Mokum Achiza in Rashi's language, because Rashi does say in Rabbi Lozer in the Tzadik Eish Hadol Tzeres that the Pshat is that because it's Mishunah, it becomes Karen and it's Nafkamina told the Sregel. And that's why it doesn't have the din of Tzeres. So Rashi seems to say the Feish, that the tzad the Yesh Hadol Tzeres, the tzad of Rebbe Lesser, is that it becomes Keren, and then it's not Nafkam Yitzeres Regel, and it loses the Niv Tzeres. That's why it has Hadol can go up to Nezik Shalom after three times. And then the opposite Shita, the opposite side of the Chakira, the Rabbanon, is that it does not become Keren, and it becomes, it stays as Regel, and if it stays as Regel, then it's that it remains Chatz Nezik. It doesn't have the din of Hadol, because it's not Keren, it's Regel. That's how one could possibly say. Against this, we had several problems. Number one, that's not exactly what Rashi says. When Rashi explains the tzad of the Rabbanon, the tzad that the Ein Hadol L'Tzeres, Rashi doesn't say, because it's a regal and it can't be Karen. Rashi says something else. He says, it can't be Chomer Mi'ud Mitchilosa. Seems to be a fancier idea. Some kind of sesfar that even if it does become a Mu'ud, but it can't be more Chomer than Shein Regal when it's Tzeres. Than regal when it's Tzeres. Number two, second objection to this, is that the whole Baya of Rava is built on in Timsulaymer from the Baya of Ravashi. The whole Baya of Rava is in the Tzad in the Baya of Ravashi that Ein Shinui L'Tzeres L'Revi Nezek. As the Gemara says explicitly. So if the Baya of Rava is built on this assumption that these two things are mutually exclusive, if it's Tzeres, it can't be Regal, and if it's Tzeres, it can't be Karen, and if it's Karen, it can't be Tzeres. Then when Rashi was and this is the tzad of Imtim Tzuloimer that Ein Shinui L'Tzeres L'Revi Nezek, then when Rashi was explaining in Rav Ashi the tzad of Ein Shinui L'Tzeres L'Revi Nezek, what Rashi ought to have said is that Ein Shinui L'Tzeres L'Revi Nezek because it can't be Tzeres and Karen at the same time. The whole notion that there is Shinui L'Tzeres L'Revi Nezek is that something can be Tzeres and Karen. It can be Karen Tam and Tzeres and therefore get this multiplier that goes down to Revi Nezek. Well, if Rava's Baya is because the basis of Rava's Baya is that you can't be Karen and be Tzeres, because Tzeres by definition is Regal, and if you're Regal, you're not Karen. Then when Rashi was explaining the Tzad and Ravashi, Rava's, the Tzad that Rava's assuming, that Ain Shinui L'Tzeres L'Revi Nezek, that's what Rashi should have said. That there's no Shinui L'Tzeres because it can't, if it's Tzeres, it's not Karen. And if it's Karen, it's not Tzeres. It's certainly not both at the same time, and therefore it's not L'Revi Nezek. But that's again not what Rashi says. Rashi over there, when he's explaining the Tzad of Ain Shinui L'Tzeres, Rashi says, because le'ashkechon tam botzim yipalga. That's a different svar. Le'ashkechon tam botzim yipalga. He should have said, the halacha l'moshim yisinei of tzoyeris is by regal. And therefore, if it's tzoyeris, it's not Karen. And if it's Karen, it's not tzoyeris. You don't need this new svar, le'ashkechon tam botzim yipalga, even if that wouldn't be a matter. But in the halacha l'moshim yisinei of tzoyeris, it says that it has to be told of regal, and it can't be Karen and tzoyeris at the same time. That's what Rashi should have said. That's not what Rashi should have said. That's not what Rashi actually says. Now, l'chora, if we only had these two questions, then we could perhaps say a solution. There's an answer, which I didn't talk to Ms. Leah the other day, but l'chora, there's an answer that perhaps we could offer that would solve both of these problems. And that is to say that although the Rebbe Lezer holds that because something is Karen, it can't be Tzeres, and that's why there's Hadol for Tzeres, because since it's Karen, it's Nafkami Tzeres Regel, and therefore it's no longer Tzeres. But maybe the opposite side, the side of the Rabbanon, the side that Ein Hadol L'Tzeres, it's not because it's a regal slash Tzeres and therefore not Karen. Rather, maybe the Bay of Rav is Avad it's Karen. Both according to the Rabbi Lozer and according to the Rabbanon, according to both Stonim of the Bay of Rav, it's Karen. The Shaila is, can Karen also be Tzeres? Rabbi Lezer holds once it's Karen, it's Nafkami Tzeres Regel, and then it can't be Tzeres. So you leave Tzeres behind, then you graduate to Nezek Shalom, and you have Nezek Shalom. And the Rabbanon of Rabbi Lezer, Tzavid Ein Hadol Tzeres, is that just because it's Karen doesn't mean it's not Tzeres too. Maybe Karen could also have Tzeres. And therefore, what does it help to become a Mu'ud But it's still tzoris. You don't get away from being tzoris. You take the tzoris with you, and therefore even though it becomes a mood, but it's still tzoris, and therefore it's still going to be chatzin ezek. So that's why when Rashi is explaining the tzad of yesh adola of ein adola tzoris, he doesn't say because it's regal and not keren. No, it is keren. He's saying it is keren. But keren mood also has a din of tzoris, because keren mood is not more chomer than regal, which is mood metril also. And just like regal has a tzoris tzoris, so keren mood also has a tzoris tzoris. And that's why Rashi, when he's explaining Rabbi Ashi, and he's explaining the tzad that the ein shini l'tzoris l'revi nezek, he doesn't say because since it's tzoris, it's not keren. That's not necessarily true. It could be tzoris and keren at the same time. So if it could be tzoris and keren at the same time, why isn't it revi nezek? So he has to say nusvar, because even if it is keren and tzoris at the same time, and it's keren tam and tzoris at the same time, but revi nezek is not an option. So you can't get lower than chatzin nezek. This would maybe solve all of our problems. But it can't be true. Yeah.
Doesn't Rashi not hold that tzoros conformed to any other?
Yeah. So number one, it can't be true because Rashi, when he's chaylik in a minach anadol, says that tzoros has to be regular and can't be any other app. So this doesn't seem to work. Number two, I mean that we can maybe say that Rashi is going only on the side that ain't adol the tzoros on the Rav Elazar side. They're actually anyway going to be problematic. Number two, it doesn't work because it's against the lashon of the Gemara by us. When the Gemara clears the baya of yesh adol tzoris or ein adol tzoris, how does the Gemara explain the baya? L'keri medamin alei oy dilma told the regalu. It's a first in the Gemara that the tzad that ein adol tzoris, the tzad of Rabbanon, is not because it's keren and tzoris, but it's lo yachomim imud mitchilosa. The Gemara is the fairest. That sad of ein adol tzoris is that it's a toldu deregel, and because it's a toldu deregel, it doesn't have dina keren. So, lechare mefurish in the Gemara that the study habaya are whether it's regel or whether it's keren. In some sense, lekeren medamin leyadim toldu deregel. So therefore, we're back to square one. We still have all of these problems in Rashi. So why didn't Rashi say that? The Gemara says that the tzad of ein adol tzoris, the tzad of the rabbanim, is because toldu the regalum. Actually, something else. But according to the Gemara's mashmal, if it's a toldu the regalum, then it remains. If it's a toldu, because it's a toldu regal, that's why it can't. Because it's a toldu regal, that's why it becomes. It can't become nezek shalom. Because being a toldu regal is a steer. It's unfortunately Gemara. If it's like keren midamin alei, then it has ador. It goes up to nezek shalom. Because if it's the keren midamin alei, it's not tzoros. And the side that it remains tzoros is because toldu the regal. So the word itself, it seems to be mefurish that regal and tzoros are antithetical terms. So it's this notion that we're saying that if it's tzoros and it's regal, those two things are astira. That's the keren mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara says the two tzodi abaya are le keren midamin alei. So it's keren, and therefore it goes up to nezek shalom because it's not tzoris anymore. Keren midamin alei means it loses dinei tzoris. I dilma toldu deregalu, and it has dinei tzoris. In the lashon word itself, it's mukhuf. This nekuda that tzoris and regal are two different things. That tzoris and keren rather are bound up with each other, and it can't be tzoris and keren. So had the kushu duchta. Number one, why did Rashi say ilay echomer mulim mitchilasa? What does he need that for? And number two, maybe the bigger question is when he's explaining Rav Ashi, ain't she nilat tzoris? That's what Rashi should have said. What do you want to tell me? Layashkin tzoris b'asim yipalga. Moreover, the Gemara daf yitesem adalav. Here maybe we should mark. I want to also mark the Gemara daf yitesem adalav. Maybe we'll say it as a mimer by itself, mimer or a parenthetical mimer. The Gemara Daf Yotes Amud Aleph has a bayah. Rav Yirmi Yesub Zeir Shaila. What's the din of Brata Tzoris B'Shusar Abba? And they're the same lashon. L'keren midamin alei yadum atol l'deregel. The exact same lashon the Gemara uses by us, the Gemara uses over there. L'keren midamin alei yadum atol l'deregel. The Gemara was poshet mistab atol l'deregel. Now, there's two gesoys there in the Gemara. Is it talking about Boata, that's why I quoted the Gemara. But the Boata is in parentheses, because the Rishayim say there's two Gersois. Rishayim speak out here. There's two different Gersois there in the Gemara. One Gers is that it's a case of Boata. And the Gemara's Baya is Toras Halidei Shinui? Is Toras Halidei Shinui Karen? Or is Toras Halidei Shinui Rego? And then there's another Gisa, other Rishonim Agaris in the Gemara, without Barta. That's not Toras by itself. It's Toras, plain ordinary Toras, plain vanilla Toras. Is it, does it have Dinei Rego or does it have Dinei Karen? Does it have Dinei Rego because it's Rego, it's Urchayim? Or does it have Dinei Karen because it's Chatzin Ezer? Most places that it's Ezer. In the printed Rashi that we have, just the Rashi's a Soser, the Diburei Rashi that are in the printed Rashi, a Soser themselves from one Dibur to the next. But in the Kisveyada Rashi, it's where there's different versions of Rashi, how to be Gerus in the Gemara. The Pashtus, the two Gersois over there in the Gemara and in Rashi, correspond to the two Lashonis in Rashi by us. Because it's the exact same Lashon HaGemara. The same Lashon HaGemara uses by us. With Karen Medamin Le, Eitil Matogu De Regalu. It's the exact same Lashon the Gemara uses over there in Rav Yirmiyah's Bayah. So if you learn like Rashi in the Lishna Kama by us, that our Gemara is talking about Tzoris Alidei Shinli, and it's by Tzoris Alidei Shinli that the Gemara has the suffix. If you learn like Rashi in the Lishna Kama that Agamor is talking specifically about Tzoris Alidei Shinui, and it's because it's Alidei Shinui that we think maybe Lekarin Midamin Le, then presumably that's how you learn the Gemara over there, and that's how he goes to the Gemara there as well. Lekarin Midamin Le because it's Alidei Shinui, or Dumatol de Regalu because it's Tzoris. If in Agamor you learn like Rashi in the Lishna Basra, like Tosis, that it's talking about ordinary tzoros. And ordinary tzoros, the Gemara has the suffix lekeren medaminu le, because it's chatzin ezek, eidum atel deregulu, because it's urche. So presumably, the Gemara daf lametes, that has the exact same lashon, is also talking about the same case of regular ordinary tzoros. That's how it ought to line up. If you look in the Frankel Sefer Maftech, where they have all the different manuscripts, so you'll see that Kim'at, all the manuscripts that by us, well, all the manuscripts that of Rashi that have by us the Lishna Basra Rashi, that go with the Lishna Basra Rashi, are Goyris over there, not Bata. It's a plain ordinary service case. And almost all of the manuscripts that by us learn like the Lishna Kama Rashi, over there also learn that it's talking about a case of Shinui of and the Geres Bata. With one exception, there's one manuscript that has Lishna Kama by us, and over there it has Sereski or Chayo. But most manuscripts, it lines up very well, because that's Lechor. It's the same Lashon of the Gemara in both places, and it's the same bayah. Of course, that itself creates a problem, because over there the Maskon of the Gemara is the most Peshit the bayah, Mistaba Tolu the Regulu. How come by us the Gemara not Peshit the bayah? Lechor the same bayah. So in the if you go to it's like the Lishna Basra Rashi, it's not so terrible. Yeah, it's the same bayah. We're talking about ordinary tzoros in both cases. And you want to know, ordinary tzoros, does it have dinei regel that therefore there's no hadah, or does it have dinei keren that it has hadah? Mm-hmm. And over there the Gemara is not poshut it, and over there the Gemara is poshut that it's told to the regel and you bought the pshusarabim. So there it's easier maybe to be mechalik to say. Avad is told to the regal. The Gemara never meant it's not told to the regal. Avad is told to the regal, you brought the Bishus Rabin. The Gemara by us just thought, even though it's told to the regal, but maybe Chatzin Ezek after three times becomes Nesek Sholem even by regal. I could hear that's, we don't have to come down the same in both places. The Etzim is regal. Shai in both places is Tzoris Kir Chayu. Tzoris Kir Chayu really is regal. So what's the Tzad of the Karen with the Aminalei? The Tzad of the Karen with the Aminalei is not that it should be a told of Karen. The Lashon also is not the way. It's not Tuma told of the Karen. Avada is regular. It's plain ordinary tzoros. It's plain ordinary tzoros. It's avada regular. So what's the shadow of the keren medamin le? Since it's chatzin ezek, maybe it gets some dinei keren. So we could say it depends what dinei keren lepoitev b'shusarabim that lechayev b'shusarabim it does not get. It remains the regular. It's poitev b'shusarabim. But dinei keren that becomes from chatzin nezik to nezik shalom after three times, maybe that's different. Maybe that it could get that. We're not pleasure. Don't have to say the same thing about everything. And we can look out. If you learn like Lish Lakam of Rashi, that we're talking about Tzoris Halidei Shinoi, and then the Shaila L'Chayra is, which is it a told of? Is it a told of regular or a told of Karen? Because it's this in-between burial that it's Tzoris, but it's Halidei Shinoi, so we don't know if you should call it regular or call it Karen. Call it a told of regular, call it a told of Karen, told of regular or told of Karen. And it's much harder to understand why, and there in Daf Yates we should come down that even though it's Saligdei Shini, it's a total regal. And by us, because it's Saligdei Shini, we're not sure. Maybe we remain with a buyer, maybe it should be a total regal. How come they were pushed it and here we're not pushed? It's the exact same buyer. The emes is that in one of the Kisveyana Rashi, Itaka asks as a kasha, after it brings the Lishnakama, it asks as a kasha, isn't this the same as the buyer there of Yirmi? So you have to pick your poison over here. So what are we trying to do over here? Do we say, oh, so Rashi himself asked the kasha, so that's it, you know. So Rashi asked the kasha, so we just live with it. Or do we try to answer the kasha? Sort of depends, you know, we don't know for sure who's asking the kasha over there in that manuscript. I don't know, maybe it's Rashi himself asking the kasha, somebody else asking. So I don't know. But the mahalach that I want to suggest, that answers the kasha. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Rashi himself asked the kasha that I don't want to answer, but anyway, whatever. So basically, my halakha I said is starting with the Rashi where he argues with the Rabbeinu Chananel said about that if you have tzeish anol lezeko, so it goes out of the parsha of Tzoras. Yitila galolim is nezek sholem. Because since it's Yeshan Ola Zek, it's a Tol Hashem. Tol Hashem doesn't have the problem of Tzoris. In other words, Rabbeinu Chananel held Tzoris is only by regal. And once something becomes Shein, then it doesn't have the problem of Tzoris. Tzoris is a regal to give it. If it's outside a regal, if it's Shein, so it becomes Nezek Shalom. What Rabbeinu Chananel does with the Bayit, the Ravashi is a problem, but, you know, we talked about it. But I'll complain that's Rabbeinu Chananel's word. Because it's Shein, it doesn't have the issue of Tzoris. Rashi argues in Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rashi's Hasogan, we were Medayik and Loshon the Rashi, that Rashi's Hasogan in Rabbeinu Chananel is, it can't be an Avon, it can't be Shem, because it's not a Zeket de Gufa. Well, you see from that Rashi, that it can't mamish be the Av of Shem, because Shem is a Zeket de Gufa, and Tzoris is Koichet. And therefore, it's not, you can't be Mechayivit, just ignore the Halach of Tzoris, and be Mechayivit, and be Torah Shem. Because the Torah Shem and Torah is said by a Zeket de Gufa, not by Koichet. And therefore, it you have to go through the halach of tzoris. If tzoris says by definition this regal, then it'll be chatzin ezek of regal. That's the blessed lashon of Rashi l'chayr. Since it's regal, it's not shame. Even if you'd hold like the others, like Tosus holds it, that there's tzoris by other others, the tzoris of shame, like Chazir Noiva, Tosus, the tzoris of shame. Fine, because so the halach of tzoris is by all the others, but you can't say like Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel said, once it's Shein, you can avoid the halach of Tzoris. Forget Tzoris, it's Shein. Rashi's Hasoga is good according to, even Tosfos could agree to Rashi's Hasoga. You can't just say it's Shein and therefore it's not Tzoris. Because it's not regular Shein. It's Shein is a Zeket de Gufa. And in Svara, Koich is Lav Kegufay. Koich is only Kegufay, and Koich the halach of Tzoris. So you have to come on to the halach of Tzoris. And Rashi's Lashon is, once it's Tzoris, it's regular. Rashi's Lashon, what he's arguing with Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, Paket, Rabbeinu Chananel, you're telling me it's regular, it's Shein and it's not Tzoris. On the contrary, because it's not a Zeket de Gufa, I'll call it Tzoris. And if it's Tzoris, it's not Shein. From that last part of Rashi, you see that he doesn't hold like Tosfos by Chazir and Noiver. He holds that if it's Tzoris, it has to be a total Rebbe. Like Rashi talking in Ksuvus and Daf Malav, that Tzoris is only belongs to the Shem Av, the Shem Mazik of Rebbe. So we can take that now as a, we can say that we've nailed down, at least in the Lishna Kalam of Rashi, that Tzoris. It's two things. First of all, that Tzoris has to be regal by definition. But then number two, also very important, that anything that's not a Zeket de Gufa cannot just be plain ordinary Shein. It has to go through Tzoris, and therefore, perforce, it becomes, not really, it has to be a told of, it has to belong to regal. And by the same reasoning, it would, the same thing would be true of Keret. If you had kavanos lahazik, for example, tzaris that was kavanos lahazik, tzaris that was that looked like keren for some reason, you couldn't say, "Oh, it belongs to the shem mazik of keren." Keren is a zeka de gufa. Same way shen is a zeka de gufa. Keren is a zeka de gufa. And Rashi tells me that something that's not a zeka de gufa is not ordinary shen, and there, it doesn't have the shem mazik of shen. By the same logic, it can't have the shem mazik of keren. The shem mazik can only be regal. And that's pshat in Gemara daf yotes. That's why Rabbi Yirmi was pashut mistava tola de regal. I think that works out. Because how do you know it's regal? Maybe the Shema Masik is Karen. It can't be, because Karen is a Zeka de Gufa. And here it's not a Zeka de Gufa. You have to go through Tzuris. And if you have to go through Tzuris, then the Shema Masik is regal. And regal is Potter Peshus Rabbim. And that's the Gemara Daf Yotes. So the that Gemara Daf Yotes, if you go over there, we're talking about Tzuris Eli Deshimili. Yeah, Gavaldik. That's the, why is Mesabah told the regal? Exactly for the reason that Rashi was Masagan Rabbeinu Chananel. But if that's the case, then we have to understand pshat in the Gemara of pshat in the Gemara in Rava's bayis. So what's the shad of a geisha gadol tzaris? You tell him the shem mazik is regel. There's no question the shem mazik is regel. You can't give it the shem mazik of karen because it's not a zeket degufa. So you have to give it the shem mazik of regel. You have to give it the shem mazik of regel. And what's the shaila, whether it's what's the bayis whether it has ador or not? It's a regel. And for that matter, what's Rav Ashi's bayis? Yeshinu tzaris there will be a nezik. What do you mean, Yeshinu Tzoris, there would be an Ezek? The Shema Mazik is Regal. Regal doesn't have a... So it's Tzoris, fine, Chatzin Ezek, but not Revi and Ezek. So I thought al Korchuk, you have to say, after Milchalim. And we already have these kind of Tzoris in the Rif. In the Cheshman, the Rif is different, but in the Tzor itself, we have in the Rif, that there's a chilik between the Shema Mazik and the Tashlumen. That even though the Shema Masik over here is indubitably regal, there's no tzad that the Shema Masik over here is keren. Like we murdaf your test, Mistab told the regal. Can't be the Shema Masik is keren. It's not a zeket the guf. The Shema Masik could only be regal. And the Lashon Gemara is also that way, because the Gemara doesn't say that maybe it's a told the keren. The Gemara's Lashon is maybe the keren, but that mean a do but told the regal. Told of the regal, it's not told of the keren. It's not such lashon. Maybe it's a keren midamin. We'll explain in a second. But the told is a told of the regal because the shem mazik is regal. But nonetheless, the din that keren has, that keren tam is chatzi nezek. That's a din in the tashlumen of tamus. This notion that we have in keren that the tashlumen of keren tam are chatzi nezek. That. Perhaps you could have even when the Shema Mazik is regal. Because Karen Tam, there's a little bit of a fill in the blank over here. You know, how exactly to say the Lumbus, you know, there's probably different ways to go. I want to work out. Primarily just the cheshbon, how it all works out. And then in the particular alumnus, there's room to say it different ways. The nusach will say, for the time being, ten lechocham v'yach gamay, maybe there's ways to play with the alumnus, is that the keren tamus, keren tam, is halacha in the tashlumen. That the tashlumen is only, it's a tashlumen de kalach. And perhaps this concept that when you have Keren Tam, that means, Keren here means Mishunah. Tam, that's Mishunah. That it has a special din of Tashlume Tam. It has the Tamus of Keren. Maybe that can apply even when the Shem Melocha is not Keren, but is Regal. Now, usually, outside the world of Tzaris, you don't have a case. Because if it's Mishunah, then it belongs to the Shem Amazik of Keren. But here's a special case where it can't, even though it's Mishunah, it can't belong to the Shema Masik of Keren because it's not a Zeka de Gufa. And Keren is only a Zeka de Gufa, just like Shein is only a Zeka de Gufa. Keren is limited to a Zeka de Gufa. So usually anything that's Keren Tam is Keren in the Shema Masik. But here you have a special feature in this particular case where it can't be the Shema Masik of Keren because Keren is a Zeka de Gufa and here it's not a Zeka de Gufa. The Shema Masik has to be. Since it's not a zeket deguf, it's koychoy, it has to go through tzoris. And tzoris is a loch l'moshe misine, and it's a told of the regal. So the Shema Mazik over here is regal. But nonetheless, even though the Shema Mazik is regal,
But maybe since it has the tamus, since it's mishunah, so maybe the tashlumin will still be the tashlumin of keren tam. Of course, it's also the tashlumin of tzoris. It's also tzoris. So it'll have both kinds of tamus. It'll have the tamus of tzoris, and it will have the tamus of keren tam. Even though the shem hamazik is regel, but mitzad the tashlumi tamus. There's tashlumi tamus of keren, and there's tashlumi tamus of tzoris, and maybe when you have tzoris al hidei shinui, maybe it has both. And the emes, that's the bayi of Rav Ashi. That's why Rav Ashi had a tzad that yesh shinui l'tzoris l'rivi yonezik. It don't mean shinui l'tzoris l'rivi yonezik. The nekudas hasofik is whether these two kinds of tamus can multiply each other. Maybe I can be done both the tamus of tzoris and the tamus of keren tam. That's the tzad of Rav Yonezik. And the other tzad is that ain't shinui l'tzoris the Rav Yonezik, Rashi says, not because if it's... It says, Rashi, what's the tzad that ain't shinui l'tzoris the Rav Yonezik? So Rashi says, because le'yashkechon tam botzim ipalva. Meaning you can't be done both kinds of tamas. That's what it means. It means you can't be done both kinds of tamas. We're not talking that the nekud is not which av does it belong to. We know which av it belongs to. It belongs to Tolda the Regal, that was never Shaila. Avad is Tolda the Regal. The Shaila was on the Tashlumi Tamus. Can you multiply both kinds of Tashlumi Tamus down to Revi and Ezek? But I say no. There's only one, the Torah only said Tam. The Torah never said Tam of Revi and Ezek. The Torah only said Tam of Chatzin and Ezek. And therefore, I can't be done both kinds of Tamas. If I'm done the Tamas of Tzoris, I can't be done the Tamas of Keren. And if I'm done the Tamas of Keren, I can't be done the Tamas of Tzoris. So that's the bayah of Rav Ashi. Now comes along Rav and he says, Im tim tzoloimar, that ain't shinu l'tzoris l'rivi yonezek, that means I can only be done one kind of Tamas. I can't be done both kinds of Tamas. So now, what's the halacha? So as long as it's a tam, there's really no shaila because it's chatzin ezek regardless. What difference whether either kind of tamus who's going to make it is going to make it chatzin ezek. Revi and ezek you don't get because le'ashkechon. So I can't be done both tamus, I have to be done one tamus. But either tamus gives me chatzin ezek, so fine, it's going to be chatzin ezek. So what's the difference if it's the tamus of tzoris or the tamus of keren? And you can't say, well, there's enough community for Rishus HaRabim. No, Rishus HaRabim is totally in the Shem HaMazik. Shem HaMazik is for sure regal. That's the Gemara Daf Yutes. We're not talking about what's the Shem HaMazik. We're talking about the Torah's Tamus. That's why when Rava was clearing the Shaila, he didn't say, well, what about Rishus HaRabim? You know, who cares about Hadar? Why don't you worry about when it's a Tam if it's Chayiv Rishus HaRabim? He says, of course it's part of Rishus HaRabim. The Shem HaMazik is regal. Loyal Zen Adonim. We're being down in the Tashlume Tamus. What kind of Tamus is this? So Kozman that it's a Tam, who cares? Oh, maybe it's not Nafkamina. If he that buy of Rav on Amidalat, he wasn't sure if it's Ma'ali or Megufat. Yeah, so why doesn't it? Maybe it should be Nafkamina for that. I hear that's a good horror. So at Emesis, I think the answer is that is a good horror. It's the horror, there's still Nafkamina. Why does he have to worry about Hadar? Why don't he worry about when it's a Tam, is it Megufat or Ma'aliyah? Because the Tamas of Karen is only Megufat. The Tamas of Tzoyeris, it's the buy of Rav Adol Yishtar. Rav himself is Mesupik. Rav Papa was Pitoli, but Rav, we're talking here Rav. Rav was Megoyle. So why didn't Rav over here, Claire, when you have Tzoris Halidei Shinui, he should have, so number one, he would have to make the whole Baya Imtim Tzoloimer from his other Baya. But even more than that, I think the answer is that Kozman, it is a Tam, it's probably, and since it can't be both, so then I think it would have the Tamus of Keren. Because the Tamus of Keren is the bigger Tamus. Or the more Tamas. Tamas of Keren in many ways is more common than Tamas of Tzoris. It's a Knas, Moedim Knas Bota. It's Tamas of Keren is for sure only Migufayin and not a Bayan. Tamas of Tzoris is a Bayan. So Avada, if you could be down both and go down to Revi and Ezek, so I'll have both, I'll multiply to Revi and Ezek, but that I can't do. That's we're going a bit sad in Tim Tzulaymer, that Layashkan Botsumi Power. So I can only be down the Tamas of Tzoris or the Tamas of Keren. So when I have that choice, either Thomas of Keren or the Thomas of Tzoris, and I can't be done both, it's Thomas of Dovah Poshut, that I'll be done the Thomas that's Mechayev less. Because if I'm going to try the Thomas of Tzoris and say, well, Tzoris, maybe Tzoris is Min Aliyah, we'll say no, but if you have the Thomas of Keren. So I think while it's a Tam, for sure it's the Thomas of Keren. Since it can't be both, it's going to be the Thomas of Keren. The Shaila, but what happens after three times when the Tamas of Karen goes away? Kolzman, you have the Tamas of Karen, and I want to know that's the Iker Baya. The Iker Baya over here is Kolzman. It's a Tam of Vadu. What I have over here is a Tamas of Karen, because I can't be done both. That's the Sofer Rashi on Imtin Shloimer. I can't be done both. So if I have a choice, I'm going to be done the Tamas of Karen, because the Tamas of Karen is a deeper Tamas. So Kolzman is a Tam. It has a Tamas of Karen. It has the Parshas Tashlumen of Tashlume of Karen Tam. Rav Sofek is, but what happens after three times? After three times, it's no longer Karen Tam. It loses the Tamas of Karen. So now what happens? So Rav Elezer holds in the original, where that side of Rava's Baya holds, side of Yesh Hadol Aseres, is that since while it was a Tam, it was in the Parsha of Tamas of Karen. So we're actually called Nafka Mitaris. Nafka, it's a Toldo de Regal, but Nafka Mitaris. What's Lashon Rashi? It's Nafka Mitaris Regal. Bless the Sovar, the Choris Kirchai Kirabon of Pligay Sumpus. Nafka Mitaris Regal, Vanasa Toldo de Karen. But the way I'm learning, Rashi doesn't mean that it's a Toldo de Karen, L'chol Dover, that it's the Moshel Chai B'shus Rabin. We Hainu Baye de Rabiyamiyo. He means, and it's not the Lashon Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say "Toldo the Karen." The Gemara says "Karen Mitaminale." Rashi means that it's a "Toldo the Karen Lagabi the Parshas Tashlumen Shavuot." That since as a Tam, it was in the Parshas Tashlumen of Karen Tam, and not in the Parshas Tashlumen of Regal Treyers. So that's where it stays. It stays in the Parshas of Tashlumen of Karen Tam. It's Mekabel Hadoh, the way the Tashlumen of Karen Tam is Mekabel, and now it goes to the Tashlumen of Karen Mu'ud, and it does not revert to being to the other parsha of Regal Tam. And that's where the Rabbanim disagree. And the Rabbanim disagree, says Rashi, because they say it's lechomer einachomer mimud mitchilosei. Meaning, even though now that it's a Tam, so I can't be done the parsha of Tzoras, of Tamas of Tzoras, because right now I have the parsha of Keren Tam. But when it becomes Keren Mu'ud, I can't say, oh, so now I don't have the Tamas of Keren Mu'ud doesn't have. Since Mu'ud Mitchilosi has the Pasha of the Tamas of Tzoras, so Keren Mu'ud that became Ayayid and became Keren Mu'ud in the Tashlum and Shaboy, still in all should also have. It's not more Chomer, it's not more Chayim. If every Mu'ud Mitchilosi has the Tamus of is subject to the Tamus of Tzoras, so Keren Tam that became Mu'ud Basoif shouldn't be more chayiv than something that was Mu'ud Mitchilosei. And therefore, even though while it was a Keren Tam, I wasn't done the Parsha of Tzoras, because I had the Tamas of Keren. Tamas of Keren precludes the Tamas of Tzoras. But now that it becomes a Mu'ud of Keren, so now the Parsha of Tzoras, the Tamas of Tzoras comes back, and you're going to be chayiv al Tzoras. The Shema Mazik, of course, is still regal. From the Mitchil of Atzoif, the Shema Mazik was regal. That's not the Nidin over here. The Nidin is in the Parsha of Tashlum and Shabbat, in the Tamas Shabbat, the Tashlumei Tamas Shabbat. While it's a Tam, it has the Tashlumi Tamas of Keren. And it's Nafka Mitaris Regal, meaning, what does he mean Nafka Mitaris Regal? Nafka Mitaris Regal, it's Nafka Mitaris Regal because Loyashkhan Keren, Loyashkhan Tam Botsim Ipalgo. These things, after all, line up. When Rashi says in Rebbe Elazar that it's Nafka Mitaris Regal, this is parallel to what Rashi says in Rav Ashi, because we're all going in the Imtin Shloimer of Rav Ashi. What he said in Rav Ashi that Loyashkachin Tam Botsim Ipalga, it's the same svara. While it's a Tam, because Loyashkachin Tam Botsim Ipalga, it therefore you can't be done both kinds of Tamus. If you can't be done both kinds of Tamus, then to the extent that I'm done the Tamus of Keren, it's Nafka from the Tamus of Regal. So while it's a Tam, it's Nafka Mitaris it's Nafka Mitoldus Regel, and it's a Toldo of Karen. Toldo here is being used in the sense of what Parsha Tashlumen are we in. So it's Yotze from the Tashlumen of Tzoras, which is a Regel Dika Tashlumen, and it has to be in the Parsha of Karen, in the Parsha Tashlumen of Karen. But that's while it's a Tam. But after three times. So, and Rav Elazar says that that's how it remains. Once it's in the Parsha of the Parsha Tashlumen of Karen, so it remains forever in the Parsha Tashlumen of Karen. And when it becomes Nezek Shalom, so it becomes Karen, it's in the Parsha Tashlumen of Karen Mu'ud. And our Rabbanan say, no, while it's a Tam, it's in the Parsha Tashlumen of Keren Tam, because the Yashkechon Tam Potsim Ipalgo. So you can't be both. And so you have the tashlumin of Keren Tam. You can't have the tashlumin of you have the Thomas of Keren Tam. You don't have the Thomas of Seres too. But once it becomes a muad and it loses the Thomas of Keren Tam, so it does not. So then it goes back. Now comes back to haunt it. The Thomas of Tzeres. Because why should it be any chomer mimud mitchilasa? Okay, Josh.
In this case, in the Gemara of Mishnah by Tzeres, if you were mode, then you would chayav that. Would you be chayav that, or would we say mode b'knas?
While it's a tam, I think you'd be mode b'knas because it's tashlum mikaren tam.
And so,
the way I'm learning, even the rabbanim would be doing it.
So according to that, how would the halacha motion be seen as being mode?
Because I'm not being done from the Lachlan Shemishina of Tzeres. I'm being done, I mean, as far as the Shema Mazik is concerned, I'm being done from the Pashas Tashlumin of. Why are you more bothered from the Pashas Tashlumin of. Why are you more bothered by the Lachlan Shemishina of Mimaino? Regal is always Mimaino. Without a Lachlan Shemishina, regal is Mimaino. And here it's still regal. The Shema Mazik is regal. You still put the Pashas Rabbin. The Shema Mazik is regular, and yet because the Parshas Tashlumin is Keren Tam, the Stam is a Knas.
But if the Torah's Tashlumin is always a Knas, it's
a Knas because it's Mishuna. Because it's Mishuna, it has the Tamus of Keren Tam. Because it has the Tamus of Keren Tam, so I'm Mechayiv it only from the Parshas Tashlumin of Keren Tam.
But Rashi is using that to be poshed the Baya of Ravan in general. That also by regular cases of Tzarvus, you would say that it's going to be.
No, why Rashi Pashut Tzeres in general?
It's always Migufo. That's what Rashi.
Well, why Rashi used this to be Pashut? Rashi and Aleph. Well, I'm not bothered. Rashi, every Tzeres in general, the Gemara is a Shaila if it's Mishala Migufo or Mishala. Yeah, I don't think Rashi learns that that's a Shaila what Pashut Tashlumin belongs to. We can't do everything. We can't have our.
Rashi saying that with the fact that you see from this brisa that chatzin nezek you in gufo in a case of
mishnah.
So we're quoting the baya on amud aleph about all tzaros.
Yeah, because we're talking about Basa Dayayin. Basa Dayayin is no longer Keren Tam. So if it's Chatzin Nezek at all, like the Rabban Rav Elazar, it's Chatzin Nezek B'Torah Tzeres. So then it's the Shema Mazik of Regal, and it's the Pashat Tashlumin of Regal. I'm talking about when it's before it was Dayayin. Well, the first three times, then it was in the Pashat Tashlumin of Keren Tam. The Pashat Tashlumin of Keren Tam is a Pashat of Knas. Since it's Keren Tam, it has the Pashat Tashlumin of Keren Tam. The Shema Mazik is regular, it's Potem Shusram. But the Pashat Tashlumin is the Pashat Tashlumin of Keren Tam, and that's Taka Knas. After three times, it goes out of the Pashat Tashlumin of Keren Tam. So now what Pashat Tashlumin does it go into? So Rabbi Eliezer says, into Keren Mu'ud. And the Rabbanan say, no, now it goes out of Keren Tam, it goes back to Regal, it goes back to the Thomas of Regal, to the Thomas of Tzeres. It could never be both at the same time, because going into the similar mirror of Ravashi, that you can't be Le'ashkim Votsim Yipalga, you can't have both Thomas at the same time. So which Thomas do you have? Rabbi Eliezer says the Thomas of Keren from beginning to end, and Chacham say Kozman is the Thomas of Keren, but after it's a Mu'ud, the Thomas of Tzeres comes back. Okay. Now should we go over here? I don't know what the Adam told me. The Tosfos in Amud Aleph, the Adam did yet? No. So, by just a show of hands. Okay, so let's go to the Tosfos, even though it's hard to know. Like, should we go through the whole Gemara? That's what I said, the Chachil I was going to do, go through the whole Gemara. No, maybe we'll do that. Let's go through the Gemara. Just read the Gemara with Rashi. The dialogue of Medina, I'm not going to get involved with. So let's just read through the Gemara with Rashi. If there's no chidushim, we'll have read through the Gemara. And then, Mitzvah Hashem, next time we'll go back to the Tosfos. So where are we holding? So we're holding the Hakam if Masav Yesha Dolatzeres, Masav Eina Dolatzeres. The Gemara wants to say that the Machlekes in the Tosefta, whether by Godesh, whether you pay Chatzin as a Knesset Sholom, but the Kuli Am is Migufoy, the Gemara is talking about a case where it was Tzeres, Halidei Shinui, and that's why, but it was Bosa Dayayid, so I'm going to say Eina Dolatzeres. So it's chatzin as a tzeres, migufay. And Rebbe Lezer says, yesh adol tzeres. And therefore, it's nezek sholem, tzeres kerem, the tzeres kerem. But it's migufay because satam is mekayim emes. It's migufay because satam is mekayim emes, and the satam is migufay. That's what I wanted to say. In fact, the Gemara, how could that be? Elohod by Rava, Yesh Hadol Tzeres, Ayein Hadol Tzeres, what's Rava's Baya? Either Rabban Ayein Hadol Tzeres, Tzidol Blezer, Yesh Hadol Tzeres. It's a Machaikis Tanoi, what's the Baya? See the Rashi inside. Elohod by Rava, Yesh Hadol Tzeres. So we'll skip not the parentheses, right, because that's the Lishna Basra. We'll do the part in parentheses. See, very much in Rashi. Before his lashon was it's nafka mi toldus regel, and it becomes toldus keren. The lashon that Rashi uses now is nafka mi din seris the regel. The Chalalei Din Karen. I think that's more meduiv the way I'm learning. It's not that it goes out of the Shema Mazik is for sure regal. That was never the Shaila. Why the Shema Mazik is regal? The Shaila is in the Teres Tashlumen. Is it Nafka from the Teres Tashlumen of Tzeres into the Teres Tashlumen of Karen Tam? Meaning Tashlumi Tamus of Tzeres. It's Nafka from the Tashlumi Tamus of Tzeres, which is a regal Dika Tashlumen, into the Tashlumi Tamus of Karen, which is a Karen Dika Tashlumen. But not the Shem HaMazik. I got better lashon. We didn't service the regel, the Chalalei Din Karen. I think in the Frankel, even in the first Rashi, there's different nuschos. Is it nafka mi told us the regel, or is it nafka mi din service the regel? This language I like better. Not that I get to choose, but v'chayayim. Let's go on Rashi. V'chayayim mishal nezik shalom. If he come in Hilchasad, Tzeres ki yuchayu shem tolu the regal gomer. Shem tolu the regal gomer. The halacha of Tzeres was only said going to this sad by Tzeres ki yuchayu. Tzeres that are mishuna are not in the halacha of Tzeres because they're in the halacha of Keren Tam, which then becomes Keren Mur. And if the rest of it belongs to the Lushna Basra. Yeah, so let's see if I tell the Gemara. Om alocha rabba, kimi boili didi aliba darabon and plikad delay the sumchus. My baya is in Rabbanu Pligat the Sumchus, in the regular Teres Tzeres. Avalocha ben Rabbanu ben Rabbi Lezer kesumchus sphere lo. The Ami Tzeres Nezik Shalom Mishalem. The time in my Omer Rabbanu Chatzin Nezik, the Shani V'loy Ayayid. Talking about the first time, and it was Alidei Shinui. Talk to Yotafin Rabbanu Kamifkui. So he learns like this. We're talking about the first time, but we're going like Sumchus. So Sumchus holds that there's no din of Tzeres. Tzeres is Nezek Shalom. He doesn't have the Ilchus of Tzeres. But it's Mishunim. The Godish is Mishunim. So it's a Karen Tikka Shaila. It's a Shaila of Tashlumei Karen Tam. What's the Shaila? What's the Shaila? The Rabbanon will say that you pay Chatzi Nezek because it's Karen Tam. And the Rabbi Lezer says it's Nezek Sholem because he holds like a tarfin that Karen v'chotzar Nezek is Chayav Nezek Sholem. Fact the Gemara, and why is it Mikufay? Because even though Rabbi Tarfin holds Karen v'chotzar Nezek is Nezek Sholem, but it's still Mikufay. Fact the Gemara, Eimet Rabbi Tarfin Nezek Sholem Mikufay Mishamatle. Who says that it's Mikufay? If it's Nezek Sholem, maybe it should be Min Aliyah. So Gemara says in yes Rabbi Tarfin, even though Nezek Sholem, even though v'chotzar Nezek is Nezek Sholem, but it's still Mikufay. Because Meichem Aislo, Mikaren Mishusarabim. The Tarfin's Mokar, that you pay Nezek Sholem Mishusarabim, is a Kalachem, a Madoch Karen that's Chayim Mishusarabim, at least Chatzin Nezek. Madoch Shen regular, a Potter Mishusarabim entirely, a Chayim Nezek Sholem, a Chatzin Nezek. So Karen that's Chayim Chatzin Nezek Mishusarabim, ain't no din that is Chayim Nezek Sholem, a Chatzin Nezek. So the whole Mokar is from a Kalachem, from Karen Mishusarabim. Karen Mishusarabim is only Chayim Migufay. So Mimela, it's also only Migufay. But the whole of Tarfin is predicated on not holding from Dayoi. Because if you hold from Dayoi, then Dayoi Levam and Adin, it should only be Chatzin Nezek, even with Chatzin Nezek. So how are you having your cake and eating? You want to say Dayoi, you're not saying Dayoi, Lagabi, the Etzim Chatzin Nezek. You're making Nezek Sholem despite Dayoi. But you're saying, but it's only Migufoi because Dayoi. Do you hold from Dayoi? You don't hold from Dayoi. But it's less than Dayoi, Hechen, Lumifa Kalvachim, Hechen, Lumifa Kalvachim, or Isle Dayoi. That comes in many places. If Tarfin holds, that you only say, you don't say Dayev Olam and Adin Lias Kenodon if it'll prevent the Kavachaymer from going through for some reason, but if the Kavachaymer will go through anyway, but the Shaila is how much it'll go through, then you do say Dayev. So that's the Shaila of it. Okay, let's hear Rashi. Amalach Rav Kimi Bar Libud Rabban Pligali Kusumkus Kabishin Ohachas Fili the Ben Rabban Ben Rav Lezek Kusumkus Ubzim the Kamaisa Kamifli the Amar Rav Lezek Nezek Shalom Rabban Amichatzin Nezek Bishani Bitzaris Ken Shazar Kakelav Agachelas Biyodei Lagonish Tchemid Lav Hani Tzaris Kiru Chayu. It's Mishunah. So have you told him the Karen? Hilkoch l'Rabbon on Chatzin Nezek Migufay. Rabbi Lezek Karev Tarfin, the Mishunah b'chotzer Nezek, Mishalem Nezek Shalom. So now Rashi is, why did he have to say that it's talking that they all hold like Sumchus? Maybe the Rabbon hold it's Chatzin Nezek anyway, as they hold even Mechitz. It's Chatzin Nezek anyway. So why can't it be that they hold that Tzaris is Chatzin Nezek? Maybe Rabbi Lezek, who says you pay Nezek Shalom, because Karen Mechotzer Nezek is Nezek Sholem. But what happened to Tzoris? He has to hold like Sumchus. But the Rabbanim who say that Karen Mechotzer Nezek is Chatzin Nezek, so who says they have to hold like Sumchus? Maybe it's Chatzin Nezek on both counts. It's Chatzin Nezek as Karen and as Tzoris. So Rashi explains, V'nichalei l'rova l'ukmi l'rabbanim l'rabbanim l'ezek is Sumchus. V'l'rabbanim l'psikalei l'ukmi l'hobit Tzoris al-gdei shimei. That can of worms. If you're going to say it's talking, they hold like the Rabbanon of the Tzoris is Chatzin Ezek, and we're talking here about a case of Mishunah the first time, so then it's going to be a double time. Maybe that's Revian Ezek. And the Rabbanon will just so why get into that? So maybe we say a case of Sumchus. Let's see later. So tomorrow, boy, Rob, yesh adol tzaris, ein adol tzaris. L'keren medaminu le, edul matolu deregel. Says Rashi, l'keren medaminu le, hayil. Here in this Rashi, you have both the shayin mixed in. Hayil u'mashunahu, chatzin ezek u'dimashal. Now that doesn't make any sense. The shayin is not how much you pay. Because it's mashunah, you pay chatzin ezek. The words mamash don't make any sense. It's either or. L'keren medaminu le, Hoyel umeshunu. That's like the lishna kama. Since it's meshunu, it's the keren midaminu lei, and therefore there is ado. And then the other, or lekeren midamin le hayil vechatzin nezik kudem mishalim ki keren, and that's like the lishna basra. That we talk about tzoris ki yirchayu, but since it's a chatzin nezik, so we're midamet the keren. That's clear. This Rashi is nishtarbiv. Both lishayin and Rashi got scrambled up in here. Right, Dilma. What's the other side of the bayah? Dilma told the regalu. Says Rashi, Dilma meikara ki avda ki urkei. Told the regalu. This is already listening to Basa the Karashi. He's explaining with Sa'ad that it is no Hadar. Why is there no Hadar? Because it was Urcha the first time, and it was Chatzin Ezek nonetheless. So it doesn't get any more hadah, it doesn't become more, any more mu'ad after three times. Zuhi hadah osav, ein la hadah acheres. It was urcha the first time. What do you want after three times to become a mu'ad? It was a mu'ad mitchil osay. Regular is a mu'ad mitchil osay, and it was chatzin ezek anyway. So after three times it becomes a mu'ad. It's already a mu'ad. Ein lechot, it's like ein, you know, it's ein mu'ad achar mu'ad, ein hadah achar hadah. Sometimes a mu'ad mitchil osay, it doesn't become more of a mu'ad after three times. So if the first time it was a mu'ad, because it's keretz keretz soris, this is lishna basra. Since it's soris giruchei, so the first time it was a mu'ad, and it's nonetheless chatzin ezek because it's soris, so what's in any different after three times? Yeah, that's the lishna basra of the Rashi. It's an important Rashi. Later on we're learning Tosis. How Rashi explains the lishna basra. The svar in the lishna basra, there's no adah, is because it's already a mu'ad. What's it going to be wasted for another three times? Toshma, morning's a bride from a bride. Tashma, hidus ein emud, v'yeshem emareiz emud. Hidus ha-kadaitach. Elek hidus v'hidus. My life going to have a tlas zimnik. Welcome if you, maser v'yesh adon, maser v'ein adon. He springs a riot from here to listen to Basra. The case of hidus pashtus is not mashunah. Hidus not mashunah. The Gemara said earlier on, the Gemara assumes with other pashut, that Amad Aleph, that hidus is not mashunah. So it's not a case of Mishunah, it's a case of Urchei. And the Gemara says, this is the case of the Bayi of Yesh Hadol Isuris. Whereas at least the Gemara wants to say that the Machlekes here is about Hadol Isuris. It's a Kasha on the Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama is going to have to learn that this Hidus is a Hidus that was Mishunah. We don't have any Rashi to talk about it, because Rashi's at this point are Lishna Basadik Rashi's. So then it's Poshut. So in the words, loy bechadzim nu plug the sumchus rabbanu kamit. Fine. Toshma. Behema sheitila galolim leisu. Rav Yehuda Omer mishal nezik shalom alez rei mechadzin nezik. What's the case? My life in David, chare it's seris. So why would it be nezik shalom? Why would Rav Yehuda say nezik shalom? My life can go into David tlosses him that you park a rabbanu kamit li masa v'yesh adon, masa v'yin adon. Again, it's going to depend. Are we assuming now that it's Urchei, or are we assuming now that it's Mishunah? That'll be totally in the Tula Shain. It's the Fidu Lishna Kama. We have to be assuming that this is a Mishunah. If you hold like the Lishna Basra, then we're assuming that it's Urchei. So let's see. Somebody says, Loit Bechad Zimnu, Uvapluk Tudasum Chas Rabbanu Kamifugi. And that's why it's Nezak Sholem, because it's Sumchas. Fact the Gemara Ba Mishunah. Feel Lishna Kama, very good. We knew that's what we've been assuming all along. That it was Mishunah. Feel Lishna Basra, not so poshut. If it's Mishunah, then why did we think in the beginning that it's telling Yesh Adol Tzeres? So Taisa says that even if the bayah of Yesh Adol Tzeres is by Tzeres Kiruche. But it's negev also by tsaris when it's mishunah. It doesn't the issue of that if, whether the tsaris is mekabel hadah is still going to be true. Meaning, if tsaris kirchayu have hadah after three times, then tsaris that are mishunah also have hadah after three times. On both counts, the mishunah part has hadah and the tsaris part has hadah. So that's why the Gemara thought, even though the Gemara knew all along or assumed all along that this case is mishunah, but the Gemara the chachilah thought it's a shail of hadah l'tsaris. Because if it did it three times, I did it three times, then Rabbi Yehuda says Nezek, Rabbi Yehuda says Nezek Shalem, because you have Hadah for everything. You have Hadah you have Hadah for the Tzor Shabbai, and you have Hadah for the Karen Shabbai. But if ain't Hadah the Tzoris, then you can have Hadah for the Karen Shabbai, but not for the Tzor Shabbai. But now the Gemara wants to say that there's nothing to do with Hadol Tzeres. We're talking about the first time. It's just a Shaila of Sumchas and the Rabbanon. So what did he do? Fine, he took care of the Tzeres part, but it's Mishunah. Why do we need Nezek Shalom? It's Mishunah. My answer is the Dachak Le'alam. It's stuck over there, so it has nowhere else to defecate. The Lame Rabbi Yudhik Halachak Sumchas, Lame Rabbi Elazar Halachak Rabbanon. What's the Chiddush? The Lame is Chichle. Sakat Ayat Tachamin Hoyle Bosa Gufa Gririn Ki Gufa Yidamik Tamash Malon. I want to do the Tosis. I sent you the Tosis of Rabbeinu Peretz. There's a very long Tosis of Rabbeinu Peretz I did not send to Mama. But the Tosis of Rabbeinu Peretz, the several two that I showed you. And then, together with the Tosis.